Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. ISRO all set to launch first of its kind solar mission Aditya L1 from Sriharikota tomorrow. Centre forms committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore possibility of one nation, one election. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches Amrit Kalash Yatra as part of Meri Mati Mera Desh programme from New Delhi. Singapore awaits outcome as counting of votes continues for the presidential election. Grandmaster Digu Kesh overtakes Vishwanathan Anand as India's top chess player in international ranking. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with arch rivals Pakistan at Palekele, Sri Lanka, tomorrow afternoon. The countdown has begun for the launch of India's solar mission Aditya L1 at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch of the first space-based Indian observatory to study the sun is scheduled at 11:50 a.m. tomorrow from Sriharikota. ISRO chairman S. Somnath said it will take 125 days to reach the Lagrange point.
The countdown for PSLV C-57, Aditya L1 mission is starting, and tomorrow we will have the launch. That's at 11:50. Then it will take almost an hour for the satellite to reach the required location and inject. So the Aditya L1 satellite is for studying our sun, and it will take 125 days to travel from Earth to reach the point where the satellite will look at sun, L1 point. So I came here to pray to Changalamba Parameshwari for getting us the strength for making this launch again successful.
We have this report.
Aditya L1 mission will be the first of its kind to study and research the sun's atmosphere and everything related to it. The 1,500 kg spacecraft will carry 7 payloads to study different parts of the sun's atmosphere. These devices will study different parts of the sun, including its outer layer, the corona. 4 of these devices look directly at the sun from its special position called L1, while the other 3 study particles and fields at the same point. These studies help us learn about how solar activity affects the space between planets. The Aditya L1 payload are expected to provide crucial information about various aspects of the sun like coronal heating, coronal mass ejections, pre-flare and flare activities, space weather dynamics and the movement of particles and fields. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
The government has constituted a committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore the possibility of one nation, one election. Speaking to media in Jaipur, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said there is no need to get nervous as there will be discussions at different levels before it gets implemented. The minister highlighted that the elections for Lok Sabha and state assemblies were conducted simultaneously till 1967.
अभी नया नया जो विषय आता है देश के हित में उसका तो चर्चा तो करना चाहिए तो चर्चा करने के लिए कमिटी रचा दिया गया है तो इसका अर्थ ये नहीं है कि कल से ही हो जाएगा इसे तो हमने थोड़ी कहा है 63-67 तक लोकसभा और विधानसभा एक साथ ही चुनाव होता था उससे देश में एक डेवलपमेंट के लिए एक अच्छा माहौल रहता था.
Delhi police has made a comprehensive security plan for the G20 summit, which is scheduled for the 9th and 10th of this month. Addressing media in New Delhi, Special Commissioner of Police Madhup Kumar Tiwari said the arrangements cover various dimensions, including security of airport, carcade management, venue of events and places of stay of foreign delegates. Mr. Tiwari said it has also been taken care of that the general public face least inconvenience.
दिल्ली में भारत मंडपम जो प्रगति मैदान में बनाया गया है नया ICC उसमें 9 और 10 तारीख को G20 समिट होने जा रही है और इसके लिए दिल्ली पुलिस ने व्यापक सिक्योरिटी अरेंजमेंट्स का प्लान किया है जो जनरल एक अलर्ट है दिल्ली में उसको मेंटेन करने का आयाम हो इन सब के मद्देनजर एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव सिक्योरिटी प्लान तैयार किया गया है.
The Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD has intensified the exercise of beautifying and decorating the national capital in view of the G20 summit to be held on the 9th and 10th of this month. To keep the city clean, green and in perfect condition, MCD has deployed suction cum jetting machines on 35 most prominent roads. A report.
The MCD will build a heritage park in Karol Bagh commemorating the G20 summit. This park is set to be completed by March next year and will span 9 acres within Ajmal Khan Park in the area. The park will feature replicas of significant monuments from each of the G20 countries, serving as a tribute to their rich heritage. India's Elephanta Caves, Japan's Ohokuji, and China's Great Wall are among the 20 selected monuments to be displayed at the park. Debabrat Dutta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has made significant seizures in connection with conspiracy by Al-Qaeda and Tehreek-e-Taliban to recruit and radicalize youth in order to spread terror in India. The seizures were made during multiple raids across Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. A host of incriminating digital devices were recovered during the searches. The raids were part of the NIA investigations in a case registered in April this year against two accused recruited earlier by these banned organizations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a two-day official visit to Sri Lanka starting tomorrow to further strengthen bilateral defence ties with the island nation. Mr. Singh will engage in discussions with Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe and Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardena. The entire gamut of India's defence ties with Sri Lanka will be reviewed during the meeting. India has announced a significant boost in financial support for ongoing grant projects in Sri Lanka under the India-Sri Lanka High Impact Community Development Project, HICDP, framework. The allocation for 9 ongoing projects has been raised by up to 50%, reaching a total commitment of nearly 300 crore Sri Lankan rupees. These projects encompass diverse sectors like education, health and agriculture. The Indian government has already completed over 60 grant projects successfully under the HICDP framework, which extends across the entire island. Additionally, 20 more projects are in various stages of implementation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched Amrit Kalash Yatra in New Delhi. It was organized as part of Meri Mati Mera Desh program. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, in the last 75 years, India got many achievements. It has reached the moon and will also reach near the sun. He said there is a need to build an India that progresses in every sector. The minister said, through the program, every citizen can contribute to make India a great nation.
इस कार्यक्रम की कल्पना के माध्यम से महान भारत की रचना में हर परिवार, हर व्यक्ति, हर नागरिक, हर बच्चा अपने आप को जोड़ पाए, अपनी भावनाओं को जोड़ पाए, इस प्रकार से एक कार्यक्रम की रचना की है।
Mr. Shah also launched Mitti Anthem on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said freedom fighters made sacrifice for the independence of the country and citizens have to contribute to make India a developed nation. Mr. Thakur said crores of Indians celebrated Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav and the new event will connect the youth to the roots to build a new India.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक नया कार्यक्रम जो उनकी सोच है कि मिट्टी से जुड़े रहना भारत की युवा शक्ति को इसके साथ जोड़ना है नए भारत का निर्माण करना है और नए युग की शुरुआत करने के लिए इस कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के गुमनाम नायकों को और शहीदों को याद करना है उन्होंने देश के लिए बलिदान दिया था आप सबको देश के लिए योगदान देना है
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Meri Mati Mera Desh campaign is going to further strengthen the sense of unity and integrity. The Assam-based surgical oncologist Dr. R. Ravi Karnan has won the Ramon Magsaysay Award 2023. He won the award for revolutionizing the treatment of cancer in Assam through his people-centered and pro-poor programs, the Ramon Magsaysay Award Foundation said. The award was announced yesterday. Dr. Karnan worked at the Cancer Institute in Chennai before he moved to Silchar in 2007 to join the Kasar Cancer Hospital. Instant Payment System Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has crossed the mark of 10 billion transactions for the first time in the month of August 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed this achievement in reply to a post by National Payments Corporation of India in social media. The Prime Minister called it an exceptional news. The Reserve Bank of India has said the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes received back from circulation is 3.32 lakh crore rupees up to August this year. It said 93% of the banknotes in circulation as of May 19, 2023 have since been returned. The RBI stated that out of the total banknotes in 2,000 rupee denomination received back from circulation, about 87% is in the form of deposits. The Central Bank appealed to citizens to utilize the remaining period until the end of this month to deposit or exchange the banknotes held with them. The number of subscribers under the National Pension System, NPS, and Atal Pension Yojana together have grown to more than 6.62 crores. The Finance Ministry said the total asset under management has reached 10 lakh crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that NPS has been implemented for all government employees joining central government on or after the 1st of January 2004. It was also made available to every citizen from 1st May 2009 on a voluntary basis. Atal Pension Yojana was launched from 1st June 2015, which has given much required impetus to social security schemes. In Singapore, counting of votes for presidential election is underway. The country will wait for the returning officer's announcement to know the election result, which could be different from the sample count. The polls ended with over 2.7 million voters casting their ballots. Singaporeans voted in large numbers today in the country's first contested presidential election in more than a decade, a closely watched three-way race in which former Minister Tharman Shanmugaratnam is hoping to become the next Singapore-born Indian-origin head of the state. The other two candidates in the race are former GIC Chief Investment Officer In Kok Song and former NTUC Income Chief Executive Tan Kin Lian. Japan has decided to impose additional sanctions on North Korea following Pyongyang's repeated attempts to launch projectiles using ballistic missile technology. North Korea tried to launch a military reconnaissance satellite on the 24th of August. It also test-fired what appeared to be ballistic missiles on Wednesday. At a cabinet meeting today, Japan's government decided to add three organizations and four individuals to its list of sanctions. Japan will now be freezing the assets of 140 organizations and 128 individuals. Teenage Grandmaster Digo Kish has replaced the legendary Vishwanathan Anand as India's top chess player after more than three decades. Anand has been India's number one since July 1986. The 17-year-old Chennai Grandmaster, who recently lost in the quarterfinals of the FIDE World Cup in Baku to Magnus Carlsen, moved ahead of Anand to be ranked number 8 in the world. Gukesh's entry into the top 10 of the FIDE rating list marks a significant milestone. He has climbed three places in the rating list since the 1st of August. According to the latest FIDE ratings, Gukesh boasts a rating of 2758, while Anand's stands at 2754. In Asia Cup cricket, India is to clash with arch-rivals Pakistan in a Group A match at Palekele, Sri Lanka tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two sides last played an ODI 4 years ago when they faced each other at the ICC World Cup. Rain may ruin the excitement of fans for the big clash, as Sri Lanka's Department of Meteorology has issued a rain red alert for a major part of the island, including Kandy, for tomorrow. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Thakur honoured Chess Grandmaster Ramesh Babu Pragyananda at his New Delhi residence today. Pragyananda brought glory to India by winning the silver medal in the World Chess Championship. The parents of the 18-year-old Grandmaster were also present. The minister honoured Pragyananda and his parents as per Himachali customs and had a discussion on their life struggle and techniques. Wishing Pragyananda all the best for his future, Mr. Thakur said Pragyananda has amazing talent at a very young age. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO all set to launch first of its kind solar mission Aditya L1 from Sriharikota tomorrow. Centre forms committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore possibility of one nation, one election. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches Amrit Kalash Yatra as part of Meri Mati Mera Desh program from New Delhi. Singapore awaits outcome as counting of votes continues for the presidential election. Grandmaster Digo Kish overtakes Vishwanathan Anand as India's top chess player in international ranking. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with arch rivals Pakistan at Palekele, Sri Lanka, tomorrow afternoon. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.